Now, the Syrian army continues to evacuate hundreds of civilians who decided to run away from the rule of Takfiri terrorists in eastern Al-Ghouta near Damascus. A number of anti-Damascus militants are also defecting there and surrendering to the Syrian army. Our correspondent Muhammad Ali reports.
This public school has become the safe haven for hundreds of starving and exhausted families. Over 800 people have escaped the rule of extremist groups in militant-held areas in eastern Al-Ghouta. They said they walked long distances in the direction of safe zones until reaching the front line of clashes, where Syrian army troops evacuated them safely.
Terrorists in South Ghouta refused to give us any food. I haven't eaten rice for over a year. Terrorists wearing masks looted our home. We managed to escape after militants used us as shields. They shot at us, but we got out. Here they gave us all our needs. My little sister thought this was heaven.
We escaped from eastern Al-Ghouta. Armed groups there stormed into people's houses. Take the young to recruit them and loot everything. They claim they are implementing Islam, but Islam is not like that.
But not only civilians fled. Many armed men also left. Some were defeated by other rival armed groups, while a number of others defected and decided to join government forces.
I was with Jaish al-Islam in Douma. I headed a group and my main mission was a reconnaissance one against the Syrian army. They first taught me their version of Islam, which had nothing to do with true Islam. After a while, I realized I made a mistake by joining them. They jailed me several times, but I managed to escape and now joined government forces.
In this temporary shelter center, each family is given a room and basic needs. Syrian authorities provided the displaced with needed medical support and food aid. Cloth was also distributed to families. Since the start of 2015, the number of escapees from eastern Al-Ghouta significantly increased as thousands ran away from extremists to seek freedom in government-held areas. Damascus continues to provide all kinds of support to civilians who have been affected by the ongoing conflicts, a fact that has proved the Syrian government's genuine concern for its people through their hardships. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus Countryside.